In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, the band Pros and Icons. I got Joey, Dean, and Tylo. Hi, guys.
What's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, so Joey, Dean, what instrument do you play?
I am the vocalist of Pros and Icons.
Wonderful. So you are the voice of the band.
I am the voice of the band.
Tylo, and what's your role?
I am the bassist. I am the rhythm section.
Gotta love the bass player. Gotta love the bass
right.
player. Who's missing from the phone call? Who's not here today?
We have Lenny J and Nico Vaud. They're both on guitar.
Now, you two guys live in the Hudson Valley. Joey, where are you from?
I grew up in Fishkill, New York. I went to college at Mount St. Mary College, and I went to high school at John Jay High School. We actually met at Mount St. Mary College. It was an odd twist of fate. We crossed paths for just one semester and ended up parting ways, but we stayed connected via music. So the Hudson Valley has a soft spot in our story. When you're in the music industry, it's sometimes really hard to meet a group of individuals who have a collective goal. We were very fortunate to have met each other, and we move forward with the mentalities that that drive our music and drive our goals in life, and they all seem to be very consistent, and they have from the beginning.
Okay, well, what is that goal? What's the long-range plan for Pros and Icons?
I mean, is taking over the world an acceptable answer?
In a good way.
Yeah, taking over the world in a good way.
You are influenced by other bands, but do you kind of check out other bands in the area to see what they're up to?
Yeah, I think something we like to do is try to team up with other bands in the area and just create shows and cross fans over, and just a bunch of bands we really try to support.
We've learned that the road in music is hard, and mm-hmm. when everyone is fighting against each other, it makes it even more difficult, especially in the New York scene where things are so competitive. We've had the most success when we team up, and when we, like Tyler said, when we cross those fan bases, and when we end up exposing ourselves to bigger pools of music lovers.
You got to be organized too, and you guys are well organized.
Yeah.
Is that true?
We weren't at first, but through trial and error, we have chiseled down our product and our sculpture, if you will.
Yeah, we like to say we have like departments. Someone does the audio, someone does the graphic design, the video. So we each have, oh, let's go to this department today.
And is it pretty much DIY, or do you have like other people working on your team?
After the 5+ years that we've known each other and we've been working together, we have developed this self-sufficiency. And so when we didn't know something, but we knew we needed to achieve it, we ended up learning that skill set. And so we've kind of chiseled down all of those skills. And like Tylo said, there are different departments, and we're all the department heads, if you will.
All of that plus a lot of luck is a recipe for success, right?
Yeah, I think that we're believers in making your own luck. I do believe people get lucky, but I think that when you put yourself in the right place and you're constantly putting yourself in the right place, you will eventually be in the right place at the right time. And so the luck comes with, I think, diligence and drive.
Pros and Icons in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Great name, Pros and Icons. When you heard that, you said, man, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were thinking about band names for, it might have been like 2 to 3 months, and everything we liked that we agreed on was taken, or we just didn't agree on it. And we went to the root of our music, and we always felt like what we were creating at the time and what we were going to create in the future was going to have this inherent friction, these genres rubbing together that create, you know, beautiful dissonance, not cacophony of dissonance, but Pros and Icons is this inherent contradiction with some punny commentary put in there.
You know, you talked about luck earlier on, the luck you make for yourself. You've done some big stages. I mean, you did that K-104 Not So Silent Night just in December, right?
Yeah, we did Not So Silent Night. It was really awesome. It was a hometown show for us. A really good thing to do for the Hudson Valley. We gained a lot of fans from it, and we have a lot of other shows coming up in the area that we're really excited to talk about in the future.
We're going to be in Long Island on February 23rd.
Tell me about the song we're going to play called Catch Me. How did that happen? Who wrote it?
We approach music with different values and different experiences, and so Catch Me is an ode to the artist, we like to claim. Kind of, it puts a pep in our step whenever we've lost faith along our journey. And for any believer and dreamer of the world who is told or feels like they can't do what they feel they are meant to do, and it's that internal conversation when you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm going to do it, and everyone can catch me if they can.
Well done. And where can we find out more about Pros and Icons?
Pros and Icons, we are extremely active on all of our social media. If you search at Pros and Icons, you will find us on YouTube, you will find us on Instagram, you will find us on Spotify and any other social media platform, and you can head to prosandiconsmusic.com to learn more about us, to stream our music, and to find our upcoming shows.
And let me just say, say your website is beautifully laid out. Whoever did it deserves a pat on the back.
Thank you. It's really easy to make decisions when we have that collective vision. So everything, even down to what colors we choose and what fonts we choose and what music we write and how we speak on stage, we all have this this very common line of communication through everything we do because we all believe in our path.
Pros and icons in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. I would wish you good luck, but it seems like you're making your own.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We got Joey Dean and Tyler from the band. Say hi to the other guys. Go get them. May the force be with you. Here is Catch Me from Pros and Icons at 100.7 WHUD.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.